Everybody, welcome to Hammered Out on the Market Scale Network. I'm your host, Mike Bush. And today's guest is actually someone I'm a huge stark raving fan of. In fact, they recently published a video of me touting their solution. He is Rob Light, the co-founder and CEO of Carrier Source, one of my favorite products on the market. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me on, Mike. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, so let's get right into it. As a co-founder, looked around and saw one big problem, one perfect solution, and you built it. Tell me all about Carrier Source.
Yeah, so Carrier Source is a review website for trucking companies and freight brokers to build a fair reputation online. We looked around the industry and we realized that there was no good way for carriers at first, but really brokers as well, to build a open and free to access two-sided reputation with reviews, right? Historically in transportation, the reviews that existed were hidden behind paywalls. They were strictly negative reporting. There was no way to kind of get that two-sided reputation, right? And so we realized that a Yelp, you know, G2, Glassdoor type business model could really benefit the transportation industry from that standpoint.
Sure. So the way I tend to think about it is there are a few tools out there that let you look around and say, okay, is this a quality trucking company based on specific criteria, typically which are available publicly or can be, you know, kind of sourced. So you've got RMIS, you've got Carrier Assure, and they look at, does the carrier have the right number of inspections? Do they have the right insurance? Have they been flagged for lots of violations? Basically, are they a carrier you should trust? You take that a step further, though. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah. So we collect reviews from the shippers, brokers, carriers that all work with each other to paint a more accurate picture of the quality of service that those carriers are and brokers are providing, right? So not just kind of the compliance factor. I think there's a number of tools that do compliance really well in this space that go a layer deeper to prove carrier identity. That do a lot of interesting work with the safety data that is available to us through places like the FMCSA. But Carrier Source, we really wanted to focus on helping those good carriers and brokers really break through from a service standpoint, from a quality of service that they're providing. And so that's where those reviews really came to play, right? I think it's an additional step kind of in your vetting process, as you're building your network out, as you're determining which broker partners you want to work with or which carrier partners you want to work with, Carrier Source is an initial step in there just to make sure that your peers have good things to say about this potential partner.
Right. And I can tell you, having, like I said in the beginning, I'm your customer. So I'm happy to share that information. The things I've found to be really valuable here. So you made the point earlier that a lot of reviews online are negative. I think it was Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back where the quote is, you know, people go on the internet in order to share basic information and bitch about movies, right? People go online to complain. So finding a place where you can actually get positive reviews is a step in the right direction. And I remember years ago, there was a couple of brokerages in the LA market where one broker would literally have their employees log onto the Google reviews of the other broker and say, oh, this is a terrible place to work. Oh, I can't believe these guys didn't pay me. There's no validation, right? Like it's like that. You mentioned Glassdoor as well. It's like that on Glassdoor. There's not really a, hey, do you actually work at Talon Logistics or do you work for their competitor? Are you trashing them? And you guys have solved that as well.
Yeah, we take the integrity of our reviews very seriously. Our moderation process consists of an actual human being reading every review that comes through, doing some background research on who the actual reviewer is, right? So if they're a broker, they have to sign in with their MC number. Same goes for a carrier, right? If they're a shipper, we're looking at business email address. We try to find the reviewers on LinkedIn so that they prove that they are who they say they are, right? And then even within our review forms, once you pass all that, we ask for proof that you worked with the company that you're reviewing, right? We ask in the form of a screenshot, whether that's a screenshot of your TMS or email correspondence or even a redacted rate con, right? Something that proves that you actually worked with the company that you're reviewing. And if we don't have sufficient proof or we think things seem fishy, we reject any review that comes through before it gets published.
Gotcha. Rob, what were you doing prior to CarrierSource? Like what type of career path were you following that brought you to this idea, this phenomenal, amazing idea?
Yeah, you know, I was an early employee at a company called G2.com, which is the largest software review website. But I grew up in the, you know, in the Chicago area and have lived in Chicago for a long time now. And obviously a major freight broker hub of the US. And so I had a lot of friends that were in brokerage right out of school and still have a couple good friends that work in brokerage. And around the time of one of our later funding rounds at G2, I had a buddy come to me who'd been a broker for a decade at that point and was like, "Hey man, G2 is raising a lot of money. What do you do?" And I explained that we collect reviews of software products so buyers have a better understanding of what they're purchasing. And he was like, "Man, if I had reviews of carriers, my life would be a lot easier." And it stuck with me for a long time and started to really dig into the industry and realize that there was this kind of lack of transparency when it came to reviews, quality of service. But what really spurred us to create CarrierSource was talking to the other side of the market, talking to carriers and specifically small fleets and owner operators, and realizing how big of a portion of the market they made up and how little of an online presence they had, right? 80, 90% don't have a website even. And the only reviews that they could get were negative. They had no outlet to receive positive feedback. And so we kind of realized that this two-sided review marketplace business model had a real place here. But so my background is really in reviews. It's not in transportation from that standpoint. And I was indoctrinated by the power of reviews, you know, early on in my career working at G2. And so I'm a huge believer that it can transform industries for the better when there is open, quality, moderated reviews that are transparent and easily available.
So Rob, one of the things that I've, you know, seen as your customer and kind of been enthralled with is this idea got massive traction, man. It's not just carriers and brokers logging in. It's the shippers who are like, "Hey, let's get some peer data, peer review information." You know, how did some of the top premier shippers in America stumble onto your site? How's that going? You know, what value are they receiving, but also providing?
Yeah. So CarrierSource really built traction because we were open and free to access, right? So we built this open site. We began to rank really well in search engines for localized industry specific keywords. So things like trucking companies in Los Angeles, California, or reefer carriers in Cincinnati, right? We come up first, second, third for almost every localized industry specific search term in Google, Bing, you know, whatever search engine you're using now, ChatGPT, we appear. And so with that, we were able to garner a really large audience over the last 4.5 years. Today, we're doing about over 400,000 visitors every month coming into CarrierSource, largely driven by that organic search traffic. And so shippers historically, and it took us a long time to kind of figure this out, right? Brokers have these tools we've talked about to help them find carriers. The lifeblood of their business is their carrier networks, right? So people have built them tools to do that. No one's really ever built shippers the tools that it requires to go source their own capacity from that standpoint, right? And it was actually, you know, I listened to the Freight Pod not that long ago with Andrew Silver, and he had on a shipper panel, and they were talking about their process, right? And I think, you know, that group was largely former brokers themselves, but they were talking about how, you know, when they really need a truck, they'll go find a truck, right? Like they can do it if their current provider falls off or whatever it might be. And the woman who was on there said, you know, I'll start looking around, right? And then I'll reach out to all the folks who sent me emails, and they kind of started going through the process. But that first step was going to Google and just searching for carriers in that area. And that's where CarrierSource appears. And that's how we've been able to attract in that audience of you know, mid-sized, large shippers. We do, on average, around 12,000, 13,000 unique shipper companies coming into CarrierSource every month. And so it's been exciting to see the opportunities that have presented themselves from that audience.
So my one of my favorite questions to ask every guest is, you know, if you're talking to a new or recent college grad and they say, I'm thinking about logistics or I'm thinking about supply chain, what's the best piece of advice you give to that individual?
So I'm coming at it from a tech perspective, right? And I think there's never been more opportunity in supply chain, logistics, transportation to build really strong tech as there is today with the advancements in AI and what that can do for automation. Supply chain transportation is a logistics. It's a very fragmented, process heavy industry, right? And everybody's process is slightly different. It's hard to really standardize those in your traditional systems. It's why there's dozens and dozens of TMSs, right? Because everybody does things a little bit differently and you need to customize and it gets complicated. And so I think if I were talking to folks that were looking at logistics and supply chain, I would really encourage them to go into a field or profession that interests them and learn deeply what those processes are like, and then find ways in which you can apply technology to improve those. And I think AI presents the best way that we've ever seen to really actually solve those processes, which have been historically unsolvable by technology. With the way large language models today can automate certain tasks and understand and ingest data, I think there's never been a better opportunity to build than there is right now.
Rob, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do so?
Anybody can reach out to me at rob@carriersource.io. I encourage everybody to come to CarrierSource. Like I mentioned, it's free to access the site. So it's carriersource.io, and can always hit me up on LinkedIn as well.
He's Rob Light. I'm Mike Bush. Thanks for joining, everybody.
Thanks, Mike.